they spoke to me, I would answer in English. I believed I couldn't speak Mi'kmaq as well as my parents, so I resolved not to speak it at all. I was 10 years old when I had my first drink of alcohol. On New Year's Eve, I stole 2 glasses of vodka from my parents. I can't say that it did what it was supposed to do, for I got deathly sick, threw up, and had diarrhea. The next day, I was full of fear that my parents would find out. I learned my lesson for a while. A few years later, in junior high school, a few friends and I got a bottle of rum from a bootlegger. I got really drunk, and it was great. I remember having a feeling of complete freedom. I drank for the next 15 years. Drinking became a major part of my life, and I thought it was normal. Then came the violence, the fighting, the illegal acts, and the image of the tough guy. My family was proud of me, and some relatives would actually encourage me. I spent a number of years in and out of juvenile correctional facilities, and after my 18th birthday, I began spending time in county jail. I actually got a high when I came home, knowing that my friends and relatives would respect me more because I had been in jail and was becoming a man. While in a juvenile detention center about 500 miles from my home, I received word that my mother was dying of cancer. I was able to get a pass and return home to spend time with her. One evening, my family asked me if I would stay home with my mother and give her the medicine she was required to take. I had already had a few drinks and was anxious to get out and party with my friends, but I reluctantly